Well, we're here at BN88. We're in the cool... and actually, I only do these interviews so I can get a chance to come in and cool off. You see, it's nice and cool back here in the office in Memorial Hall.
That's why we didn't go back here.
We have the Mamas and Papas 88 style. We have John Phillips over here.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Good. Mackenzie Phillips.
Hello, Ed.
And Spanky McFarland.
Hello, everyone in 94 Radio Land.
Very good. And from San Francisco, here's Scott Mackenzie.
Hello!
Now, Scott, you have lovely flowers in your hair, by the way. I must say. Well, this is the first chance I've had a chance to see you guys as the Mamas and Papas since you've been doing this. I guess it's about 2 years now, is it? Seven?
Yes.
Years?
Yes, we've been doing this since 81.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Don't adjust, I'll tell you.
That's incredible. John was at our Rock and Roll Expo last year. We had a good time. But it's the first time I had a chance to see you guys do your show here, and we're happy to have you here at BN88. What do we have in store? We're going to hear a sampling of the hits over the years.
We have our own contained review here from Spanky and our gang, and Scott is at hit records. If you're in San Francisco with where a flower in one's hair,
right?
No, I don't know. Something. And of course, Laura, Mackenzie Phillips, one day at a time, and all that, and American Graffiti, and everyone does. All the Mamas and Papas songs plus something of their own also.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun, to have a nice potpourri of material.
Have you done many of this type of outdoor BN kind of a show? Because this is a treat for us to have you here.
It's the first time that we've done a show that's been labeled as a BN since the 60s. But I think it's a good idea. I think a love-in is...
I believe love was outlawed sometime in the early 70s. You can be now, but you can't, we're still in the Reagan era, right?
Right, perhaps that's true.
Yes. Spanky, it's Elaine, isn't it?
No, it's Spanky.
Oh, okay. Well, it was Elaine, wasn't it?
Well, my mom still calls me Elaine. But, I was at the first BN in Central Park.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. I don't remember much about it, but I was there.
Well, you were a viewer or a participant?
I was a child.
Oh, child. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, the Inquirer headline, or somebody headlined this Sunday, the Daily News, Sunday will never...
Show me that.
Well, Jonathan Taikoff has a way with words.
Well, he certainly does.
Sunday will never be the same. Is that one of the songs you do?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be doing that today.
Okay. Uh-huh. And how about Give a Damn?
Do you?
I stopped a couple years ago, but I'll try to do it again.
Very noteworthy song. We won't be doing that, it's a good song.
That was...
You can find it in your archives and play it.
I remember specifically that was a song that kind of brought, protest, obviously, right out. You weren't hiding it. It was like right out there, right to the top 40 charts.
Yes.
And it was a powerful statement.
It was a funny thing because in Chicago, they wouldn't play it on the radio because of the word damn.
So you put out a darn cover version.
Times have changed, haven't they?
Now there's a whole list of other words you can't say, but you can say that.
Damn is cool.
So you recut it as give a darn, is that right?
No, never did. But I didn't think of that.
You see that? The Stones and other people, remember the Stones said, let's spend some time together on the Ed Sullivan show? They did.
Instead of let's spend the night together?
Yes. They really did,
Those wimps.
Did you ever have a situation where you were censored or had to refrain from doing something that you would have done?
Maybe the government censored me a couple of times. Not as far as music was concerned.
Now you wrote.
There's always a way to write around it without, being obvious about it.
If you take the train with me uptown through the misery of ghetto streets in morning light, they're always night. Take a window seat, put down your times.
If you come to San Francisco. Summer's high, we'll be loving there.
Scott has left the room, I see, but you wrote that song, San Francisco, right?
That was the only dirty song I wrote, was If You're Going to San Francisco, Wear Flowers in Your Hair.
How did Scott steal it from
you? How did Scott steal it from you?
Oh, I was actually writing the song, and Scott came by to visit me one afternoon at my home while I was writing it. And the next time I heard the song, it was on the radio, and Scott was singing it. And that was only about 5 days later. And that just made his life for him, you know.
That's hard to believe. Scott, how did you steal and record that song within 5 days and get it on the radio? I can't imagine how you did that.
It's very easy because John was stoned all the time in those days. And I went up to him, and I said, through the window, I went, boo, 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 boo. And it scared him, you know, and I said, that's my song, you didn't really write that. And so I took it and recorded. By the time he realized I wasn't telling the truth, it was already number one.
And it was
it was really 5 days?
Oh, it was very, very, very fast. Yeah.
You did an album that followed up The Voice of Scott McKenzie. Remember that? A classic on Ode Records, now a collector's item.
I was just talking to Donovan. I did a couple of his songs on it, and he played on them. And he said they kept asking for Celeste. And I said, well, he said he couldn't remember the words. I said, don't you remember? I couldn't either because I was making up my own as I went along. And he looked at me and says, that's not what I wrote. Huh? Oh.
Well, I know you folks have to get ready. Really enjoy talking to you back here and enjoying the cool air in your dressing room.
Okay, Ed, thanks a lot. Thank you, everybody out there. And I think a love-in is in order.
Okay, well, maybe we'll plan that for next year.
What's
okay.
The difference between a
bee
and a love-in?
Well, you got me.
And the other you love. When you can either be or you can love, Scott.
How far is
take your pick.
Will you be loving a little up there today, Smith?
Oh, sure. I love it when the crowd applauds.
Thank you all, and have a great show.
Thanks, Ed.